Blog Talk Radio.
Christmas reminds us of the ties that bind us together like a 3-year-old fruitcake. It's the little things, like forgetting that you're highly allergic to eggnog or defrosting the Christmas tree. It's a time to reflect on loves past, present, and future. For me, one ex-love in particular. His name was Chet. I remember our last Christmas Eve together as we sat roasting chestnuts over an open fire. Oh, how attentively and lovingly Chet would fondle and warm his nuts, holding and caressing them as if they were precious jewels, heating them up until they were swollen and ready to burst forth with their heated treasures. I also remembered that he would never share them with me, which is probably why we broke up. To commemorate those Christmas feelings past, I've written this little tribute. This is for you, Chet. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack's boss ripping off my clothes, Yuletide rumors being spread by the choir, and men dressed in their mother's clothes. Everybody knows some bourbon and some mistletoe help me make it through the night. Though I've been done many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Rockin' Ramadan to Christmas time is here again. Time for hanging out with friends. My apartment is too small, so I thought I'd invite them all to be on the Nancy Lombardo Christmas CD. I like it. It has a nice ring. I've had no endorsements. My budget is small.
From the sale of this disc, there's no money at all.
The Nancy Lombardo Christmas CD, a wonderful time of the year. For killing a turkey, your boss, or a duck.
Or telling a neighbor to go and get.
Christmas is a time to share. This year, please, no underwear. When it gets very cold, what keeps us warm is gold and diamonds. The Nancy Lombardo Christmas CD, I like it, it has a nice ring. Enough about that, let's get on with the song.
From now until New Year's is not very long.
The Nancy Lombardo Christmas CD, insanity, laugh, grab a beer. So sit back, relax, and pump up the jam, because it's special, just like you. The following is
based on a true story. Waiting for it to play. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my wacky Christmas special.
The following is based on a true Christmas story. Mine. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Buenos dias, children. Oh. I see you're wondering why our little Christmas tree lights are not blinking, and there are so few presents under the tree. The truth is, la noche pasada, cuando Santa was flying over our house, a seagull flew in front of Rudolph. Santa swerved to miss it and hit our power lines instead. What a mess! That's why we have no electricity until my next paycheck. And when they took him away in the Santa ambulance, he said, tell them I'm sorry. I'll make it up to them next year. Ho, ho, ho. And then he passed out. Don't worry. He's got Santa insurance. The good news is I was able to salvage a few presents from the wreckage. Go ahead. Open them up. Mira, qué bueno suerte. Socks, underwear, and toothpaste. You cleaned up. No, it only looks like the Barbie hairbrush set you had already. He knew how much you liked it, so you got you lo mismo también. You're so lucky to get anything, you know.
When I was a little girl in Puerto Rico, we didn't celebrate Christmas. We celebrated the Epiphany on January 6th. It starts on December 25th at midnight. We go to church for La Misa de Gallo, and that's the Mass of the Rooster, and we sing. Then for the next 12 days, we eat, pray, sing, tú sabes. Then on January 5th, we get a box, we fill it with straw, sprinkle some corn in it, put a cup of water next to it, and place it under our beds. Then we pray, sleep, and await the gifts of the Magi. Those are the three kings who brought baby Jesus presents. In the morning, we look in the box, and what do we see? Maybe one present and a couple of pieces of candy, nada más. Sí, uno, nada más. You know, children, I think you're forgetting something. It's not your birthday we're celebrating. So be grateful for what you got. Mira, we still tiene the Christmas turkey to look forward to. No, Nancy. It only looks like a chicken. When they're that pequeño, that's how you know it's good. Trust me. I'm your mother. I couldn't possibly make this up. Now, everyone. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
And I'm waving back at you, Betty Jo. While our next song scoots up, I dedicate this to Betty Jo Tucker. And let's have it on right now. This is for you, Betty Jo. That was for Betty Jo Tucker, Real Talk Radio. Now here's a little past history coming up. This takes a little while to download for some reason.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman
all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
"Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?"
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, ah! The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
That's a true story, too. Yes, Betty Jo, there were Spanish horror films. Wait for more. Here comes more. There we go.
Hello, children. I'm Miss Crandall, your substitute teacher. Miss Salvatore was suddenly called away. Something about a case of food poisoning. But that shouldn't stop us from enjoying our lunch period, now should it? So, as a special treat, I'm going to read to you a very lovely holiday story called Kafka for Christmas, from the Scholastica Kafka for Children series. Once upon a Christmas Eve, there was a man named Gregor Samsa, who went to bed a businessman and woke up a Christmas roach, a really big one. Well, children, you can imagine how shocked Gregor was to wake up with antennas and six legs. His parents were not going to like this at all. Why, they never ever let him have a pet, let alone be one. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. It was Gregor's dad, and he was mad.
"Gregor," he yelled, "Merry Christmas, get up. It's time for you to go to work at your boring, nondescript job, so you can support me and the whole family while I stay home and read the paper out loud."
"Get off my case," said Gregor. "I'll be out when I'm good and ready." Now, children, Gregor wasn't usually rude to his parents, but today was special. Next, his mom knocked on the door and yelled, "Gregor, open this door at once. It's Christmas and you're upsetting your father." Next, his sister Greta put in her 2 cents with, "Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it." Gregor said nothing. He just laid there feeling persecuted in a nightmarishly impersonal world. As you can guess by now, Gregor's family was very dysfunctional. So that morning, everyone left him alone to go open their Christmas presents, and Gregor spent the day in bed, his spiny roach legs flaying in the air trying to get up. As this was his first day as a roach, he didn't quite know how everything worked. Gregor could hear all the laughter, Christmas carols, and everyone having fun in the other room. Now he was really pissed. So with all his roach might, he leaped out of bed, landed on his 6 little legs, and opened the door with his roach jaw and screamed, "Surprise! I'm a roach. I hope you're all satisfied." Well, you can imagine how shocked everyone was. They darn near had an aneurysm. Now Gregor's dad was really mad and yelled, "What's the meaning of this? Is this some kind of political statement, or are you just trying to bug me?" Gregor's mom passed out in the Christmas eggnog. Gregor's sister just kept yelling, "Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it." The rest of the day, Gregor hid under the living room couch, and Greta brought him rotten food to eat and said, "You old bug, you'll do anything to get attention." Then Greta would torture him by turning the lights on and off, on and off, on and off. "Stop it," Gregor cried. Let's face it, children, as sisters go, Greta was a pain in the butt. Just then, Gregor's mom walked by wiping the eggnog off her face and saw Gregor gnawing on a piece of dead animal carcass and had a coronary right there on the spot. While his mother lay gasping for air on the floor, Greta got out her violin and began to play her favorite Christmas folk song, Das Kukarachas Christmas, for the lodgers who lived in their house. By the way, lodgers are people who live in your house when the economy is bad, and if they're related, they're called moochers. Just then, Gregor snapped and said, "That does it!" And he crawled out from under the couch into the dining room.
Then one of the lodgers, named the letter K, just K, saw him and said, "What's that?" Gregor's dad said, "It's nothing. Merry Christmas. Concert's over. Everybody go to bed." "That does it," said Greta. "I'm never going to get married with him around." "She's right," said Gregor's dad. And Gregor's mom said nothing. She just lay on the floor, gasping for air. "Let's get rid of him," cried Greta.
"Okay, but how?" chimed both his parents.
Gregor grew nervous as they slowly took off their shoes and began throwing them at him.
"Ow! Stop it! It's Christmas, for crying out loud," cried Gregor.
Then Gregor's dad yelled, "Got him!" They cried, and Gregor died. All the lodgers came down to look at the dead flat thing that only early Christmas Eve had been a businessman. Gregor's dad charged 10 cents a look, made a lot of money, and kicked the lodgers out. Then he tipped the maid a lot of money to get rid of Gregor's remains. And the family spent the rest of the holidays in the country, where Greta married Lodger K, just the letter K, and stretched her firm young body and said, "Great, now I can have his room." Wasn't that a swell Christmas story, children? Why, you've hardly eaten a thing. Well, never mind. Let's just put everything away under our desk. And guess what? It's nap time. Merry Christmas.
Sadie Carosa here. Hello, it's the holiday season. How could you not notice? Everywhere around me, I got the music when I'm shopping, I got the wreaths over my head. Enough already. Other people are having a holiday too. So my suggestion is, why don't we have a competition? Everybody have your holiday, whoever throws the best party, that's the religion we are for the rest of the year. It works for me. Happy holidays, ho, ho, ho.
My next song I want to dedicate appropriately to Vicky in Greece. This is for you, Vicky.
It's Hanukkah somewhere, the festival of light. 8 candles are burning, menorahs are bright. And even though the others say, ours is such a bigger day, it's Hanukkah somewhere tonight. It's Kwanzaa somewhere, a festival with lights. 7 candles are burning with principles so bright. And even though the others say, ours is such a bigger day, it's Kwanzaa somewhere tonight. It's Ramadan somewhere, a festival, no lights. 5 pillars of Islam are practiced so bright. And even though the others say, ours is such a bigger day, it's Ramadan somewhere tonight. For those of you who feel left out of this song, I'd like to say, it's somewhere, a festival of 4 of hums are burning so bright. And even though the others say, ours is such a bigger day, it's somewhere, it's somewhere, it's somewhere tonight.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was not even enough to think that canary food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. Tuna, spaghetti, dressing. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be compared with them. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know, how my brain works and connects things like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
On my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need a beer. Blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old. Once she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative to make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, I'm gonna blame me. Nuts because of your family. You're nuts because you're nuts. Crazy insane. Who you trying to kiss? Embrace your inner id.
Okay, a little technical.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your purse be light. From now on, our spending will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry Christmas. Make the Yuletide pay. From now on, our credit card debt shopping days at stores, faithful friends who we give to us, live in fear of us once more. Through the years we all will spend together, if the race allows, hang
That's okay. I want to thank my guest, Betty Jo Tucker from Real Talk, Blog Talk Radio. My friend Vicky in Greece, who is burning cheese today, I'm sure, on the grill. And, okay, Vicky, let's have a reprieve of my favorite song here to both of you. And a Happy New Year to both of you, you great listeners, you. And one more time, because I love this song. And this is for both of you. Happy New Year, everyone. And happy holidays. And whatever that sauce is you put on everything in the Greece that I like, that's white and tasty, tahini, whatever. Happy tahini holiday to both of you. Love ya. happy holidays. Thanks for tuning in. My Vicky in Greece, I'm jealous. I can't wait to. I'm going to go get me some olives. That's what I'm going to do. And Betty Jo, have a warm Colorado Christmas. Look forward to your next Real Talk radio show, as always. And your books would make excellent Christmas gifts. Okay. Thank you all. You're wonderful. Love ya. Bye-bye.